This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Manus Solomon underwent surgery on Tuesday. A number of first-team players will be on matchday international duty on Thursday. Former Premier League stars give their thoughts on Radu Dragushin's performance at Fulham. Scott Munn has confirmed that one player will not be travelling to Australia for the game against Newcastle on the 22nd of May. The rest of the squad should travel. Brennan Johnson on his love for fashion. Reports are stating that Emerson Royale flew to Brazil for treatment after pain in his knee. And Richarlison on his form and wanting his teammates to talk openly.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams. Club news. Transfer news. Match previews. Legend interviews.
Spurs women.
Press conferences. Covering everything
Tottenham.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now let's start by talking about a short statement released by Tottenham Hotspur Football Club on Wednesday morning. It stated, "We can confirm that Manus Solomon underwent minor surgery on his right knee on Tuesday. The forward will continue his rehab with our medical staff." A number of Tottenham Hotspur first team players will be on matchday international duty on Thursday the 21st of March. Heung-min Son for South Korea as they take on Thailand in a FIFA World Cup qualifier. Ben Davis, Brennan Johnson and Joe Roden for Wales as they take on Finland in the Euro 2024 qualifying playoff semi-final. Dejan Kulusevski for Sweden as they face Portugal in the friendly. Destiny Udogie and goalkeeper Vicario for Italy as they take on Venezuela in USA. And George Abbott, Donnelly, Dorrington, Hall and Lancashire for the England under-19s as they take on Morocco away in a friendly. Premier League legend Robbie Fowler has been talking about Radu Dragushin and his first start in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt, which of course was away at Fulham last weekend. Robbie Fowler said, "Every player who reaches the Premier League certainly has something special. Any team that signs a player makes sure that he is hardworking and talented. For sure, Radu Dragushin is a very good player. The result of the match with Fulham was disappointing for Tottenham and for the Romanian fans. That is how it happens in the Premier League." Robbie Fowler also added, "I'm sure that we will see better developments from Radu Dragushin for Spurs. He will prove that he is a very good player." Former Manchester United and England star Owen Hargreaves has also given his thoughts on Radu Dragushin at Tottenham. He said, "In someone's first start in the Premier League, we all know how tough the league can be. He is a brilliant player and he's going to be a really top player for Spurs. But it's a lot of pressure on someone who isn't used to playing in a game at this level." Tottenham's chief football officer, Scott Munn, has confirmed that one player will not be travelling to Melbourne, Australia for the game that will take place against Newcastle United on the 22nd of May. Scott Munn, talking to ESPN, said the international window doesn't start until after the tour. The players will be available unless surgery or other circumstances. I think there will be one player, Timo Werner, who's getting married that weekend, so he will probably won't be available. Tottenham Hotspur star Brennan Johnson has spoken out about his love for fashion. Talking to GQ magazine, he said, "Fashion is massive for me. That's been consistent in my life. I love finding out new things about clothes, what looks good on me, what looks bad. It's a way to learn about yourself and about what influences designers too. Especially designers from different cultures. I've always grown up in England, but through football, I've seen a little about how people from different places live." Brennan Johnson then went on to say, "I especially love learning about Asian fashion, the cultures and traditions. I've never properly been there, which is something I would love to do. The pride that they take in their fashion and their perfection is inspiring." The Sun newspaper have reported on Emerson Royale. They have stated that Emerson Royale has been having some pain in his knee, the same one he injured a year ago of late, but underwent treatment back in Brazil on Monday and is now already feeling better. So should be available for Tottenham Hotspur post-international break. Tottenham Hotspur and Brazil star Richarlison has spoken out about his form in the Premier League this season. He said, "I was having a really good run, especially in the Premier League, but then my knee injury came, but thank God I have recovered now. I hope to go back to the form again, helping the club and the national team. I am well recovered and now I have to continue to work hard." Richarlison has also spoken out about mental health and said, "I think the mental aspect is so important for players to not let things around you get in the way of your work on the pitch. It's what I've been doing. I have a psychologist now and she's been helping me."
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
"I have sessions every week. I ask the players to open up to the possibility of having a therapist because it is so important. Once they take up sessions, they will understand what I mean. It really helps you on the pitch. So now I have to carry on working. Things on the pitch are happening and my mind is totally relieved." Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about Scott Munn's comments confirming that only one player will not be travelling to Australia. The rest of the squad will. Of course, Timo Werner will probably miss out because he is getting married. I think it's a bit of a shame for Timo Werner. He's come in, he's made friends with a lot of the Tottenham Hotspur squad, and not one of them will be at his wedding. And of course, it is great news for all of the Australians because they will get to see the likes of Heung-min Son, James Maddison, Dean Kulusevski, Brennan Johnson and co, Christian Romero, Vicario and the rest of the Tottenham Hotspur squad. It will be a great week for the Australians travelling to that game in Melbourne, Australia. Of course, on the 22nd of May when we face Newcastle. Of course, the squad, Postecoglou and the rest of the squad will be extremely tired because, of course, we would have only have just finished the Premier League season 3 days before we actually play the game. So I'm sure that the squad will travel out either on the Sunday evening or the Monday morning. But as Scott Munn said, the season is still very much alive and the international break doesn't start until after that date. So, of course, all of the squad will be going apart from Timo Werner. It's going to be an interesting one as well, whether we actually sign him on a permanent deal. Of course, the deadline has been set for around the 14th of June when the Euros start. Of course, Robbie Fowler has given his thoughts about Radu Dragusin. I think we have signed an exceptional player. And I think that we have had a couple of great windows so far. Radu Dragushin, of course, is a top defender. Everyone was extremely pleased when he came through the door, when Postecoglou got yet another great signing over the line. Of course, his first start at Craven Cottage against Fulham in the 3-0 defeat. I think it's pretty harsh to be blaming one player. I think it's pretty harsh, you know, some of the comments that I've seen online since that Fulham game. Of course, we are all down about it. We are all upset about it. But it is not one person's fault. A lot of people, a lot of players in that game just did not perform. It was an off day. I can't see many of those happening from now until the end of the season under Ange Postecoglou. He simply won't allow it. And we have too much quality in the squad and too much quality in that starting 11 to allow that kind of thing happening again. Whether we reach top four or not is another thing. Of course, we have got a big challenge on our hands. You know, the Tottenham Hotspur squad, we've got a lot of very difficult games coming up. The top four race is on. Champions League football is a big possibility for Spurs next year. And fingers crossed. Now, the Sun newspaper have reported that Emerson Royal flew to Brazil for treatment after pain in his knee. So hopefully, of course, he will be back after the international break. Manor Solomon underwent surgery on Tuesday, wishing him a speedy recovery. Football.London actually stated that he could be back training before the end of the season. Highly doubtful that he will actually return in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt in Premier League action. But you never know, he could feature in that game against Newcastle on the 22nd of May, but wishing him a speedy recovery. I've seen a lot of extremely negative comments about Manor Solomon. You know, some players, they just can't help being injured. You know, is, you know, part and parcel of being a footballer and an athlete. You know, people have injuries. I think that, you know, us as Spurs fans, the best things that we can do is support our players when they're out injured, because they are at their lowest. They are probably, feeling extremely low. They're not doing what they love and they are itching to get back. And all they want to do is play the football matches, and they want to play the game. You know, it can't be easy for them being out injured. And I think that, you know, a lot of these guys, especially someone like Manor Solomon, needs all of the support he can get, especially from our fan base. I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just saying that, you know, when people are down, you know, why kick them when they're down? They need support. They need support from us fans. And, you know, I've seen some very nice comments, by the way, but I've seen an awfully lot of terrible comments that should never, ever be written. A number of first team players will be on matchday international duty on Thursday, wishing them all of the very best for their respective games. And of course, we don't want any injuries. We have got a big run in the business end of the season coming up. If we have got any chance of getting Champions League football, you know, we need every single player fit, available and ready. So, you know, obviously do not want any injuries. You know, no player coming back with any issues. Richarlison on his form and telling his teammates to talk openly. I've really enjoyed listening to Richarlison's interviews in the last 24, 48 hours. You know, he's been in good form this season. Of course, he has had his injury problems. He has had his problems off the pitch as well. But he's speaking openly about his issues, which I think are helping many people right now. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share, comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.